Hey, yes, this your boy Reese Post God with another episode of Old Head Politics. Yes, we back. We took a break, but you know we had to come back for that Kendrick album, man. We got to talk about it. Now, it have been getting a lot of negative feedback saying that it didn't sell what people predicted to sell, but the overall project itself is excellent. It's art. You know, some people can't relate to it, and some people call it offensive, you know, but Kendrick is giving you something to think about, That's all. He gives you something to think about. You don't even have to like the way he deliver, or you don't like the way he put it together. You don't like what he's talking about, but at the same time, he have put a masterpiece together that somebody can relate to. It's called a niche, if you didn't know. He have a niche audience. He know that he's not going to probably grab Drake audience. He know he probably ain't going to grab the City Girl audience. He know he probably ain't going to grab, the Eminem audience, the white fan base. You know, he probably ain't going to grab those kind of people like that because he's different. He's a artist, one of a kind of our time. And I like a couple tracks on there that stand out the most to me. But the track that I like the most out of all tracks is the one that he dropped before the album. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When he was having the different face changes, the deep thought music video, when he got OJ face, Nipsey face, Kanye face, Justice Molay, a couple more people faces in the video. Brains blown out, looking to buy some weed, car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture. But this is what we're digging into today. We're talking about the Kendrick album, and we're going to talk about some more stuff that's going on. All right. I don't know, have y'all heard the whole album or not, but to me, it's a good thing, this kind of music, this kind of conscious music we have today, because most of all the artists we listen to is mostly violence or is mostly disrespecting women of all colors, black and white, all just disrespecting women. You know, that's a new thing. And shooting Dracos and, you know, selling drugs and what they're going to do in the hood. You know, people basically criminating themselves, you know. But that's not what I want to listen to on the norm. So with this Kendrick album, the rollout, yes, I like the rollout. First of all, the cover is like, oh, man, it leave you thinking, like, what really is going on here? But if you notice, the album cover reflects the title, you know? The album cover reflect the title, Morale and the Big Step. You know what I'm saying? I guess the Big Step is going to be Kodak in that form. But I really enjoyed the album a lot, and I want to talk about a couple tracks that stuck out the most to me. I like that N95. It was like almost like going after the cancel culture. And saying that I can't say nothing now. If I say anything that, you know, coming off the top of the brain is something that is offensive, somebody gonna call, you know, think it's offensive. But he addressed a lot of stuff in there. And one thing that stuck out most about that track is the visual to it. Kendrick have the best visuals. I mean, hey man, I'm telling you, it's just more to come from this man. Right now, we know that was his last album. On a record label he is on. And the record label is Top Dawg Entertainment. Now, this is his last album. He gave his fans a good double disc CD. You know, most people don't like it. It's all right. But it's a lot of tracks that stand out to me. I also like the Die Hard track. The track was like, it was very, very soul fulfilling, you know? It was something different from Kendrick, but it was needed. And also, I like We Cry Together, Purple Heart. I like Silent Hill. Silent Hill had Kodak on it. Man, Kodak is growing as an artist. I love that song. I also like Silent Hill and Auntie Diaries. Auntie Diaries was kind of one of those ones that people say, I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he's addressing this issue, but that's how some of us grew up. If you in a a melanated family like me, you know what he was talking about. You know how we have family issues. We know we have that one auntie or that cousin or somebody that go hard for theirs. And when you're thinking about it, you don't think of them as that person that people projecting. You know, you're thinking of them just a normal person that you don't see, and you don't see them in that light. So I understand where he's coming from with that. But overall, I give this album a 4.5. A 4.5 mics. He's different. He's going to be around for a long time. And if you like it or not, he's there to stay. You know, I think it's going to only get better for him as times go on. So let's keep on, you know, representing and supporting artists like himself, like Kendrick, because that's what we need. We need that kind of energy, that kind of set in the hip hop, that kind of consciousness in hip hop. We need that. If you don't think we need that, you don't know nothing about hip hop. Hip hop culture have changed and have bent so much that people don't even know the real true story and the sound behind hip hop. People just don't know. I don't even really think people care, to be honest. I don't think people care. And that's the sad part about it. People don't care about the art of hip hop anymore, the message. They just want to hear what they want. They just want to hear the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Tired of that. But let's go to the next subject. So I was having my time on the internet yesterday, and I ran to a post that said The Game said he's better rapper than Eminem. You know? And he said the reason why, because the streets don't be bumping him here in the clubs, you know, here in the locker room. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, Eminem is an artist as well as Kendrick. He touched certain subjects. He addressed certain subjects. His album be about a certain topic that people can relate to. That's another thing. Like, you're not going to hear Kendrick Lamar in the club either. Probably hear a couple songs like We Gonna Be All Right, Damn, a couple hits here and there. But I have heard Eminem in the club before. It was weird, but it wasn't to the point that I wanted to dance. You, what the song called? You go na 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 na. That song, I heard it a lot in the club back in Kansas when I was stationed in Kansas as a soldier. But I don't know, Game. He's a great artist too. Game's like one of my favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? I like the way his storytelling, his format with storytelling, and what he's talking about, what he's been through. You know, I don't put Game on top of Eminem or above or below Eminem. I kind of see them as the same artist. But you don't hear any Game music in the club anymore either. You don't even hear, I mean, This Is How We Do. It's still playing in the clubs, but that more like going to the pop clubs or EDM clubs. You know what I'm saying? So The Game, you don't get played in the club either. And Eminem, you don't get played in the club either. But you both are good as artists. You are both good in your own way. You're making so bad, you're GOATs. Both of your GOATs. I put both of y'all in a legendary status. The Game came in the rap game when it was tough to be recognized as an MC. He made his position in the game as an MC. Okay? He really did. So I can't sit here and say The Game is better than Eminem, and I can't sit here and say Eminem is better than The Game. There's no way to get around that. But yeah, that's one of them subjects everybody's talking about, and I want to hear your comments and your opinion on it. So I want to see what you think about The Game saying that Eminem is not better than him. He is better than Eminem. I understand the confidence. You know what I'm saying? I won't put nobody above me either. You know? I won't belittle Eminem. You know, that's unnecessary. I won't talk bad about him. You know? He said Jimmy Iovine from the record label that it was on Interscope will put more money into Eminem projects than his. And also, they also bought the G-Unit. You know, Game was mentioned that, you know, when he was beefing with 50, he had copyright G-Unit. And Jimmy and 50 Cent offer him money to buy G-Unit and to stop, basically. And I believe him. I do. I really truly believe him. He's been a genuine artist. No one have called him in a lie. I haven't heard him say no lies. I think he's a great marketer when it comes to his album coming out. I can't wait to this Drill Illuminati come out. I can't wait. You know, it's been long awaited. You know, times are looking good for a new lyricist to come out. But this guy, he's unstoppable to me. You know, the Game. He's unstoppable. He's a top tier artist. He know how to rap. He know how to deliver. You know, he know how to make, you know, he make things work. So shout out to the Game. Shout out to Eminem. Two pioneers in hip hop that did their thing and still doing their thing. You know, Eminem could drop right now and pop a million in a day, probably. The Game, he could drop right now and pop a million in a day. Both of them were like outstanding rappers. Okay, let's talk about this next subject, man. It's a rapper from Jacksonville, Florida called Queso. Him and his dad was locked up together because Queso, what happened in this case, I'm not going to go into detail about his case because I don't want to do that. Everybody should know. You could Google his case, what it's about. But it is about catching bodies. So, allegedly, his dad took him on a mission or gave him, you know, a ride to a mission, whatever, whatnot. And they went down together for the crime. So, while locked up, Queso dad decided that he's going to take the stand against his son. And there's been a lot of debate about it. His dad actually went on social media, or somebody, he delivered a message to somebody to go on social media and mentioned why he's snitching on his son. Do I think it's right? I wouldn't do it to my son. But I would expect my son to tell the truth in that situation. But I wouldn't go behind my son's back and tell on him. I would definitely keep quiet. But how long can you go and keep quiet before you get out? So he's saying that him being a good dad, give him the leverage to snitch on his son. Free Queso. That's all I got to say. And his dad, I don't know. It's very confusing. But I know I can't put myself in his shoes because I love my kids. First of all, I won't even put my kids in a situation like that as a father. So he felt Queso off the bat. He should have never, you know, that's a big mistake on their behalf. But the word have got around, the social media is reacting to it. Youngin Ace, this is one of his buddy, Queso's buddy, he even, you know, reacted to it without saying anything. You know, rapper Julio from Jacksonville, Florida, one of Queso's and Youngin Ace ops, supposedly be ops, because we all think he's all wax, but hey, Jacksonville's a war zone. Okay? But Julio said he had predicted it a long time ago that Queso dad was going to snitch on him. You know, he said free Queso, try to be funny. But that's another story that's just building up on social media and in the blogs. But yeah, comment your thoughts. I want to hear what y'all got to say about this. But to me, man, it's building up more and more. Next thing, Yella Beezy, he's locked up again. He got arrested for a ticket. And the DA went off a bun and raised the bun to like $1 million. You know, Yella Beezy, he's not out yet. The case is not dismissed. He's still locked up. And everybody wonder why Yella Beezy keep getting in so much trouble. Well, like they say, your past always come back and haunt you. You know? And that's what most of these rappers' life is, you know, revolve around, trying to get out of a situation. But they can't because people don't understand the system. Once you're in the system, it's hard to fucking get out. I got friends that I know right now that still fighting cases from when we was young. I got friends right now still going in and out of jail and prison right now. Can't get out of the system, can't shake the system. But I do got friends that have been successful that been to prison and got out and turned their whole life around. But we still got homeboys that can't get their life turned around or just don't want to work. It just, it's weird out here, you know? But we want to see better days, you know? We just want to see better days for rappers. We want them to flourish to older and stronger men and businessmen, not just stuck in one spot, you know? But that's just something that we deal with on a regular as being a rapper and being a successful rapper at that. You know, it's just something that hits harder than usual. And last, I want to talk about Young Thug YSL. I don't know what people expecting from YSL case. You know, people siding with Young Thug, people siding with YSL, and people siding with Lucci and YFN. But at the end of the day, these are two brothers. Not biological, but two black brothers, successful black brothers trying to make it. Now, do I think both of them are criminals running a criminal organization or bosses running a criminal organization? No, I don't think so. Because as we all know from our environment, we know that we got people that we click up with and somebody always become the top person or the leader. It's just how it is. It's like a bunch of wolves get together. One wolf gonna become the leader. We run in packs. So, and we talk crazy on the phone too. I'm not justifying nothing for these guys. But what I'm saying is you got to watch what you say, what you do, how you react, and what you got going on. Thug Case and YFN Lucci, people be forgetting Lucci had been hit with a RICO charge when he was locked up. And they say it's all brewing because of beef with the two cliques, with the two organizations, whatever they call them. I'm calling them record labels. You know what I'm saying? Two of the CEO record labels went down for criminal organization activities. Right? Was Lucci case justified for what he did? I don't know. He was in the car with a young man. He was on a mission, and the young man in the car with him, he took one. And when that happens, they charge the people that's in the vehicle for the death if they can't find out who else that the actual person that did it. So that's what started the YFN Lucci case. Second, when he was serving time, he got attacked. They tried to take his life. And they saying that it's affiliate of Thug's. But Thug have a lot of affiliates. See what I'm saying? He's a celebrity superstar. He's big in Atlanta. You know, some people take it upon themselves to think that their mission is to do something for their homeboy without even asking sometimes. They could just be updating them on it. Hey, man, I got this done for you. But really, in reality, you don't have nothing to do with it. But let's go back. Let's take it back. Now, there was a big guy in Atlanta named Nut, which was YFN Lucci, homeboy, and well-known in Atlanta. Big dog. You know what I'm saying? He got murdered, sitting outside a barbershop. drive-by. Allegedly, they say Young Thug rented the car that the drivers did the mission on. From that, that sparked a beef. Now, we was all confused why YF and Lucci was coming at Young Thug and his girlfriend online, on social media. We was confused. But the back end story we never got. Now we know. The streets was talking. The streets know before the police. This is how it be. YF Lucci, YF, everybody thought that YF and Lucci was crazy because out of nowhere he started going at Young Thug. But Young Thug was playing the cool side of it, addressing it in a way that it wasn't bothering him. Until YF Lucci told his little girl on a post, "Happy birthday, baby girl," and posted a picture. And Thug came back, not quoting him, but he said something similar to, "If I ain't like what you was doing for your family, I would have been, oh, you know what?" And that started sparking more and more, and it started a rolling big ball effect from there. Some stuff that we didn't even know was going on behind the scenes in that lounge. You have to read the indictment paper. But it was so much stuff going on in Atlanta behind these two organizations that's going head to head, try to get back, try to slide and get revenge, that it boiled down to Thug getting recorded on tape talking about his rival. And he didn't really direct them to do anything. He was mostly advising and talking like you do normally with your homeboys. But the thing is, they said that a guard was the one that brought the phone to Thug people, and it was tapped. Now, if that is not the slickest shit that I've heard this whole time, they actually gave them the phone that caught them. Now, I hope that this case is resolved and everybody can get back to their normal stuff, but the bodies count and all the way back to 2012, building up a case, that's hard to shake. That's hard to shake, people. And we know RICO is taking down organizations, black organizations mostly, because I ain't seen them take down no KKK members or none of that. But they definitely is trying to take out most of these rap organizations or these rap record labels. It's almost like they're working with the bigger, higher anarchy to take down these guys. Can we try to get rid of all the gangster music by scaring the upcoming rapper by taking the big ones out? Is this gonna wake up most of the rappers that rap about what they rap about? Hell no. It's freedom of speech. Jay-Z and Meek already working on passing a law that you can't even use the lyrics. Like they doing Thug, they using his lyrics against him. They're not using his lyrics to charge him, but they're using this lyrics, Thug lyrics, to paint a picture of what kind of person he is. They even use the lyrics that said, "Fuck the judge." It's crazy. But that's what we're dealing with. But at the same time, I don't like to take sides when I'm a fan of both artists. I don't like to take sides when I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I don't want to take sides because I don't know who the witnesses are. I just want to say that when you put yourself in a lifestyle and reflect a certain type of energy upon people and the message you send out to the world, sometimes it come back and bite you. Sometimes it come back and bite you. I know somebody like that right now. A person I know. He just evil. Just hate on everybody. Been hating on people for years. I been hating on people for years. I don't even talk to them no more. They just the energy. Their energy is just bad. They think they better than everybody. They think they know everything. And they think that helping them out. And their music not even going anywhere. They just evil for no reason. And this same person can't even get nothing done. Like, he just at a standstill for his life and career. Because he always reflecting the bad and just negativity. So sometimes we got to not balance it out, because balance it out ain't going to help it. Because you playing both sides, good and bad, evil going to win every time. You got to stay on one side. You got to have like a 75-25%. You know what I'm saying? It can't be 50-50. Got to be 75-25 or something smaller than 25%. Keep your head on the swivel, guys. And to all the rappers out there, keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing. Tell your story, but don't glorify it. Don't glorify your story. Tell your story. And what I mean by that, let the listeners know what you're talking about, where you're coming from, your idea. Take that and leave it right there. Don't go posting your guns. Don't go tagging your opposition. And don't go telling people what you're going to do to them after the fact that you made the song. Just let it go. Don't capitalize off negativity. So, with that said, thank y'all for tuning in. This is another episode of Old Head Politics. It's your boy Repost God. And we out of here. Love, everybody. Peace.